Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
So, 23 minutes to 8. It's early in the day for most of us. But if you're playing a high top class rugby game tonight at Langtree Park, I guess you want a nice lie, a nice relaxing morning. So let's see if we can put a couple of the Warrington lads off their stride. It's Warrington tonight. So I've got a number for a couple of the players here. I reckon Chris Hill will be reasonably grumpy this time of the morning. Should we give Chris Hill a call? See if we can wake him from his slumber. Yeah, you look at you challenging me. Here we go then. Right, let's give Chris Hill a call.
Hello.
Hi, Chris. It's Chris Milo here from Wish FM.
Hello, what do you want?
Yeah, I thought I'd just give you a quick early morning call, mate, just to make sure you didn't miss the team bus for the game later. Hello? Let's try another one of the key Warrington players. Just put them off their stride a little bit with an early morning wake-up call. Here, we're just trying to help out. We don't want them to miss the game, do we? So, who else is here? Steph from Wretchford. Let's give Steph a call. He lives, I think he lives locally, even though he plays for Warrington. Let's give him a call here, okay? Right, Stefan Ratchford.
Hi, this is Steph. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you. Unless it's you, Chris Milo. Get lost. Stop calling me before 8 a.m. on a game day.
To re-record your message, key hash at any time.
Well, that's charming, that is. I was only trying to make sure you didn't miss the game. And it's time to play Little Lyrics. And this morning on the show, we have Niamh. Morning, Niamh.
Morning, Chris.
Morning, Niamh. So, this is Niamh. You're on your way to school. Which school do you go to, Niamh?
Latham High.
You go to Latham High. Okay, so what year are you in?
I'm in year 7.
Year 7. Okay. Well, you can't wait till you're year, like, 11, and then you can be the big people in school. Have you found going up to high school this year? Has it been all right for you, Niamh? You've enjoyed it?
Yeah.
It's been okay, is it? Okay, so you're on your way to Latham High. Where do you live?
I live up in Skelmersdale.
In Skelmersdale, okay. Right there, Niamh, we want to win you some tickets to go and see the football, because Latics need your help. Have you got a loud voice to cheer on Wigan Athletic on Saturday, Niamh?
Yeah.
Give us a cheer after three. One, two, three.
Go on, Latics!
That's okay. See, you got it. You got it. Right, two tickets up for grabs here, Niamh. Who's going to go with you, by the way, if you win the tickets? Who else is a Latics fan in your house?
Me, Dad.
You're going to take your dad. What's your dad called?
Ian.
Ian, okay. Right, let's see if we need the tickets. Here's our little lyric this week from Cannon Sharples Primary School, and here it is.
Hi, my name's Taylor, and this is my lyric. You're the light, you're the night, you're the colour of my blood, you're the cure, you're the pain.
Okay, what's the song? Who sings it, Niamh?
Ellie Goulding, Love Me Like You Do.
You're the light, you're the night, you're the colour of my
blood. Yeah. Well done, Niamh. Give us another Latics cheer.
Get in!
Yeah, get in! Well done, Niamh. Right, well, you got yourself a couple of tickets. Go and see the footy for free. Make sure you get behind the boys on Saturday, Niamh. Well done. Enjoy the game. Anyone you want to say hi to while you're on here this morning, Niamh?
I would like to say hi to my mum.
Yes? What's your mum called?
Angela.
Angela. Okay, hello, Mum Angela. And have a great day at school, Niamh. Thanks for coming on the radio with us.
All right, thank
Bye.
You.
Bye! Last night I was watching with our little lad Finn. He's a massive fan of Postman Pat. It's kind of the default programme to go to on the telly to get him to, you know, when you want kids to just to shut up for 10 minutes, just put Postman Pat on. Loves it. And I'd never... I was kind of watching it last night. There's kind of things that have been whirling around in my head while I've been watching it. But I was watching it last night thinking, how does Postman Pat get away with half the stuff he does? He's utterly useless at his job, isn't he? It's only by sheer fluke that he ever actually managed to deliver any post whatsoever. He never managed it on his own. He always needs help from everybody else. If you've not seen the revamped version over the last couple of years, the special delivery service, he's now got a helicopter. How on earth did a man like that get a pilot's licence? Other things that sprung to mind while I was watching it last night, I was thinking, I watched Postman Pat when I was growing up. How old is Jess the Cat? I mean, he must be getting on for being 40 years old now. Does Ted Glenn ever actually fix anything? That was something else that I thought last night. He never actually seems to get anything to work properly, does he, Ted Glenn? Do they only ever have one set of clothes? Have you noticed that? On these kind of kids' cartoons, they only have one set of clothes. And also, the other thing that was bugging me last night, the town on Postman Pat now, Pencaster, which is alongside Greendale. It's the big town. It's Pencaster. They've got a set of traffic lights on this junction where I swear there's only one car ever goes along it during the day. So what's the point? You've got a junction like the McDonald's roundabout in St Helens, for example, which is just chaos. It'll be chaos right now. You may be sat in traffic on that round. That is screaming out for traffic lights, isn't it? And there they are in Pencaster, a road that's got one car going down it, and they've got a set of traffic lights. Glad I've got it off my chest. I'm sure there must be other... There are other kids' TV programmes that you watch and you think, what's that? How did they get away with it? And those questions that bug us as parents from kids' TV programmes, if you've got any, share them with us this morning. We'll get them off our chest over the next 15 minutes or so. Good morning, Stu's on the Lanks right now. He says, how has Norman Price in Fireman Sam not got an ASBO yet? Sue in Billinge, what exactly are the tweenies? Don't know. No idea. I'm still working on that one. Morning to Chris in St Helens. He says, has the island of Sodor not heard of electric trains? Thomas, do one. A pollution pariah, isn't he, Thomas the Tank Engine? Tony in Wigan. Morning, Tony. He says, did Elvis from Fireman Sam actually have any firefighting qualifications? I don't know. He's useless, isn't he? You wouldn't want him turning up to save you, would you? Surely the Octonauts would all drown, says Liz. Honestly, you can't say that. We love the Octonauts. And final one for now. We might carry this on till tomorrow, so keep these coming. More questions for kids' TV producers. Morning to Nikki. Hello, Nikki. She says, how can Justin be naturally that happy with all those kids? You know what I mean? He is. He's naturally happy, isn't he, all the time? Good old Justin. I think there's one good reason why he's that happy, working with all those kids on CBeebies.